Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA, Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, list goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Your source today for unbiased election coverage. Actually, we'll talk about pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. But hey, here is your election tie-in. And this is a real one. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Tonight, our main man Rhino is running for office, the Michigan House of Representatives. He is overseas right now. He's on the European tour, but he literally could win the election tonight while we're all watching SmackDown. SmackDown is being taped, and so he's not going to win while he's in the ring, but he may win while he's in the ring on the television show. So we can all put our faith behind Rhino. Terry Rhino Guerin, I believe, is what he's running under. But he's running for the Michigan House of Representatives tonight. So best of luck to Rhino as he attempts to gore his way into politics. We've also got a lot of notes from Raw last night. If you want to talk to us about Raw, I will be opening up the phone lines and the text message bin. You can call toll-free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Call about anything involving Raw, anything involving any of the stories we talk about today. Do not do a stupid call. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to be blunt. Do not ask a stupid question. If you've got something interesting to call about, call. If not, stay off the line and let somebody else call that's got something interesting to talk about. It's going to be the new rule here. So give us a call, 844-411-5411. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi and more Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to talk about here today, including Raw last night as we head towards the Survivor Series show. Take phone calls, emails, text messages, as long as they're not stupid. That's a new rule. I'm over it. And I got something to say here as we head into the election this evening, which I guess coverage doesn't start for another hour. So fear not. You can listen to this show. You don't have to turn on CNN yet. But WWE announced, I can't even wrap my head around this, next week, after Raw, on the WWE Network, this is November 14th. This is after the go-home Raw for Survivor Series. As soon as Raw goes off the air, you can switch to the WWE Network, and there's going to be a debate. Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon will be debating Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon in what is being called the State of WWE Debate. This sounds like the worst idea ever of all time. This is like a death of WCW idea. I can just see it now as both sides just take turns burying the other brand and talking about how horrible the product is and how horrible the individuals running it, how horrible the talent is. I mean, how could this possibly not be a massive negative? I don't get it. Because let me tell you something. Last night when Raw was built around, we're going to create some teams for Survivor Series. Remember that guy that called? In fact, I got his email right here. Somebody sent a text message yesterday. I actually don't have it in front of me. But basically they said, how come no one's pointing out how stupid it is that all of these people that don't like each other are teaming up and facing off in these matches at Survivor Series? And like a damn idiot, I went out of my way to explain, well, listen, fella, let me tell you how it is. You see, there's a war. Imagine if we were invaded by another country, and it didn't matter who you were voting for. Everybody in this country would get together to fight off the foreign menace. What if aliens were coming from another planet to take over this world? Every country that's feuding right now would get together to destroy the alien menace. That's what I tried to say. It's Raw versus SmackDown. Everybody needs to put their differences aside so that we can wage this war and find out which side is superior. Well, what an absolute moron I turned out to be. Because apparently, that guy's right. Everybody on every team hates everybody else on every team. It's a bunch of teams of people that don't like each other that are now going to be going and facing off against other teams that don't like each other. And it's not even like it's one team. It's all of the tag teams hate each other, all of the women hate each other, and all of the men hate each other on both brands. And now we're going to have some war that clearly nobody involved cares about Raw versus SmackDown, because if they did, they'd work hard to work together to be the winning team. But in fact, they all hate each other. There have been people threatening to quit. Now we're going to have a State of WWE address with both sides, both general managers, Stephanie McMahon, Captain Castration herself. They're going to go back and forth, and they're going to bury each other for an hour and yell at each other and talk about everything sucks. I mean, give me a break. If you think I'm watching this, think again.
Captain Castration was good. That was really good right there. My theory on why you were so fired up about this is because I know you don't watch movies, and I figured maybe Paisley had woken up overnight one night, and you had her laying there on your stomach, and you're both laying there on the couch trying to get her to sleep, and Independence Day came on. And you saw Will Smith, and you saw how everybody pulled together to fight off the aliens who came and invaded the Earth.
Dude, I didn't need to watch a damn movie. It's an obvious story.
Well, I figured that's what it was for you to be so fired up about the possibility of this, when in reality, much like they're Shades of Grey, much like they're 50-50 booking, much like everything, nothing means anything up there. And not enough time has gone by with this whole separation between Raw and SmackDown, which, if you want to look at it at its most base level, even though it's really not that split, they have at least tried with digs back and forth. They have tried to, in the best WWE way that they can, keep them separate or make you think that they are feuding brands. So because of the personalities, and granted, it's because of Daniel Bryan and things like that, that it is sort of separate, but not enough time has gone by where you want to see these two sides go at each other. I mean, one, there's not a lot of star power there anyway, and two, there hasn't been any time. I mean, this whole thing is built around the 2K17 deal with the game, with Brock and Goldberg, and now they're marketing it as fantasy matchups. These aren't fantasy matchups. There hasn't been enough time. It's only been a couple months. We've seen all of these matches already. We've seen all of these interactions already. I just can't see how it's going to be. It's just not exciting, and it's not.
You are correct. You are correct. But this is beside the major point I'm making, which is to explain to the youngsters that didn't live through the Monday Night Wars. Yes, during the Monday Night Wars, both sides said very derogatory things about the other. There were lawsuits filed. They went on television and denigrated the other side. They were trying to put the other side out of business.
True.
So when you're WWE and you've got two brands, there's nothing worse you can do than go on television and have each side talk about how the other side absolutely sucks and the product is horrible.
But you know what you
could
do?
The worst thing you can do.
Do you know what you could do if you are going to do something like that? You take advantage of the network. You take advantage of your video department, you know, the ones who make all those incredible promos and vignettes and things like that. And you have them go into NFL Films mode. Or HBO 24/7 mode. Not even 24/7. That's not a bad example. But when NFL Films does things and they do retrospectives and they put the music to it and all that stuff, make it a big deal. Make it something where, even though at the end of the day it's very little talent that hasn't been apart for too long, and it's still Stephanie McMahon and all that stuff that you want to say about it, where a guy who hasn't wrestled in 12 years and a guy who actively will say he only does it for the money and doesn't really care about too much else are your two most popular guys in a match that people want to see, it's a scary thought. James Ellsworth is a star because this is where you're at right now, but at least you can put all the bells and whistles and all this other stuff around it that might get people possibly maybe a little bit invested into what they're doing, which they sure as hell didn't do last night.
We're on two different pages. First off, I actually like everything they're doing with Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. I think
that's
great.
That's great, but all the rest of it is garbage, and they're not doing anything. At least make it feel like a big deal. Make it feel like something historic. Add in, you know, all of this other stuff with it where you can have them go back and forth at each other. It's supposed to be a fight. As long as they're not denigrating each other too much, and you
but
make
that's
it
the
feel
problem.
Like it's sort of a big deal.
That's what they're going to do. And number one, they are trying to. That's part of the problem here. They're trying to do what you're saying. They're not doing the NFL film stuff, but they're trying to make this seem like an epic battle.
No,
Stephanie's
but it's like,
out there.
It's like the no. It's
hold
like
on,
the,
hold on.
The match with. I'm sorry. It's like the match with Sasha. They're saying it's history because they're saying it's history. They're not making it historic. Period.
Because you can't. Because the brand split happened in July. This shouldn't even
I
be
know.
Happening. Now, another point I want to make. Forget the real life WWF versus WCW battle, where they actually were trying to put each other out of business when they were denigrating each other. When WCW had the NWO, and they owned the promotion, and they owned both factions, they did the same thing, where the NWO came out on TV every week, and they talked about how WCW sucks. And they said it over and over again. And they beat them repeatedly. And you know what? At the end of the day, the fans decided WCW sucks. They quit buying tickets. They stopped going to shows. And they went out of business. So going back to my original point, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon and Stephanie McMahon and Mick Foley should not be on television talking about how horrible the other product is, how it sucks, how people don't watch it, how ratings are bad or whatever. This is a horrible... Dude, Mike, what do you think is going to happen on this debate next Monday?
I don't think they're going to bring up the ratings.
They have on television.
Yes, but it's still, they're not like calling out. Again, if you look at the ratings, I mean, really, they're just saying ratings. I don't know. I think you're really way overstating the damage of this in comparison to all the other stuff they have going on.
Dude, I won't mention it. I will not mention it again on this show. And next Tuesday, we can talk about it after it happens. Because if you think I have faith in Stephanie going an hour without burying the other side and vice versa,
it just doesn't matter.
It does matter. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a text message here. Not sure if this is actually a spoiler or not, but at the tapings, Baron Corbin slipped in the ring on the apron, may be injured as multiple refs came to check on him. Try to update on that.
They saw Braun Strowman last night and figured the SmackDown version of him isn't where they want to go.
Let's talk about the real big story of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big story of the year, I think.
Terrence Guido Guerin.
So of all of you that have been listening to the Filthy Tom Show, we've been doing this thing called the Overweight Classic.
Yes.
A tournament of God bless them, fat guys, all over 300 pounds.
Big boned.
And Filthy's favorite wrestler, Kane, got put into the tournament. And I have to say that last week, it was coming down to the semifinals, and Kane, of course, won his semifinal match, so he's in the finals. And then Action Ortiz and Max Smashmaster were squaring off for the final spot. And somehow, it was a tie. Now, there were over 560-something votes cast, an odd number, and somehow Twitter claimed it was 50-50. So Tom said, well, let's get rid of them both and Kane will win. That raised a red flag, I'm not going to lie. Now, I don't know how Tom would manipulate a Twitter poll, but that raised a red flag. So imagine my shock. We agreed that we would do a three-way with Kane, Action Ortiz, and Max Smashmaster.
Pay for that.
And literally the day, well, 2 days before, the day before the election, but 2 days before the finals, somebody made a F4 WikiLeaks Twitter, very clever, and uploaded this email, which claims to be from Filthy Tom. The subject line, the devil's favorite libertarian. And it reads, Dear Glenn, thanks to an increase in donations from our friends in the Super Xbox, we are almost at our goal of having the Kane Foundation be more valuable than actual in-ring talent. We have had staffers set up a Taco Bell engagement to distract Action and Max from their upcoming rallies in Sandwich, Massachusetts, and Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. By the time they are done eating, they will be more rotunda than even Bray or Bo. Ha!
That's pretty good.
Don't worry about the personal attacks our surrogates are living either. No one believes the accusations made by Triple H about Katie Vick, and your history with Lita proves you know how to treat a woman. But truly, congrats are in order, because in a few days when the voting is finished, like it matters, you, Kane, will be the overweight classic champion. Don't forget to be very angry on your way to the inauguration speech from Tom. P.S. Don't forget, I'm doing this for you. Now, I don't know if this is really from Tom, because there are portions of this email that have been redacted. But
I've seen it. It's true.
Certainly, after what happened with the tie and Tom attempting to get rid of two semifinalists at the same time, and now this, we're going to have a talk on the show tomorrow.
You're going to have to retweet that out there.
I did. I retweeted it. It's on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, if you want to check this out, if anybody has any theories. If it turns out that this is from Tom.
Bro, I don't even know what to think anymore.
Make it a mockery of the overweight classic. What was that term we used the other day? Anyway, it'd be bad.
Shenanigans.
Email scandal in the middle of the overweight classic. Can you believe this? Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Make it good.
How's it going? This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee. And we're talking about Stephanie McMahon, and I know this might be something that the board may talk about later on, but how delusional do you think Stephanie McMahon is in real life, just from a serious perspective?
Delusional? What do you mean by delusional, Kenny?
Just the fact that I've always imagined, because I know you guys have been reporters and you've covered wrestling for years, just from my assumption, like, has she always been the way where she always thinks, oh, I'm always right, everybody else is wrong because I'm a McMahon?
Well, it's a character.
Her dad did nothing wrong.
It's a character.
It's just a character.
But, I mean, I'm sure there's part of that. I'm sure there's part of it that's defensive of her business, just like me and everybody else of our businesses.
She is a highly driven, very intelligent, very successful woman who has got a lot of character traits of a very driven, very maniacal, tunnel-visioned father that, again, there's pros and cons to that, but you can't really deny her successes for whatever she got family-wise and obviously having the opportunities to do so. She has branched out and done a very good job. So is her vision of wrestling exactly what mine would be creatively? I don't think so, but I don't think you can throw any shade upon her, as she is a good mother and obviously in demand when it comes to other businesses and speaking and things like that that she's done.
Let me be as fair as possible. First off, I've been to WWE events before. I've been backstage. And it is a giant, enormous bubble that they live in. You go there to the building, and if you're Stephanie McMahon, you show up, and there's just throngs of fans that are going crazy for you, and they're screaming, "Oh, Stephanie, blah, blah." And you get in the building, there's people going nuts. And then you get inside the building, and the people start showing up, and you peek through the curtain, and there's 11,000 people in there, and they seem like they're all having a good time, and they cheer for everybody, and you sit in the back, and then I'm sure you hear, "Oh, man, the internet's really upset about the New Day segment." You're like, "Dude, who cares about the internet? Look at how big this is. We're making millions of dollars every year. It's a giant bubble." That's number one. Now, number two, listen to me. Whenever I hear Stephanie goes on television and she buries a talent left and right, and I get really upset about it, and then I have to hear, "Brian, Stephanie has no say in the creative process. She just does what she's told." And it's like, cool. But you know what? If you had any instincts whatsoever and you were Stephanie McMahon, then about the eighth time that you got a script where you had to bury somebody, I mean, I don't care what your official role is. I don't care if you're not part of the creative team. You're Stephanie McMahon. And you should step in there and go, "Listen, do we have to do another segment where I bury Kevin Owens 8 feet under as the Universal Champion? Because you know what? It's probably not the best for his character. It's probably not the best that I'm always out here belittling everybody and making all of the superstars look like geeks." But you know what? She doesn't do that. So what does that tell me? Well, it tells me maybe she doesn't have the best instincts. So there's a lot of different things at work here.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, as far as, you know, booking wrestling or being creative or any of that sort of stuff, yes. And again, I'm talking about, like, the outside of thing, the way he phrased that phone call is like, is she just, you know, insane in real life or whatever? It isn't. No, I mean, that's not the case. WWE is one hell of an operation as far as being a big business goes. But yeah, I mean, creatively, that's absolutely true. But it's also, it's gone on for so long. That's why I'm not saying it's right, but that's why I don't think come next Tuesday when we talk about everything that any of the burials that will take place will matter, because this has been going on for so long anyway. Nobody really means a whole lot. Nothing really means a whole lot at all. Randy Orton came back. You thought you had something there. Man, he doesn't mean anything right now, which leaves you basically right down to John Cena again as far as the only thing you have that can come back that can at least create a little bit of excitement and only be doing it on one brand.
All right, I'm going to give some spoilers here. So if you don't want to hear spoilers for SmackDown, then shut off the radio till the next segment, because there's much to talk about.
What if they mailed it in here, too?
First off, the claim of this text messenger is that they have announced at the tapings that Baron Corbin is out of Survivor Series, off the team.
Man,
I don't know if that means he's really hurt or if they've got an angle and they're going to put a new guy in there.
It was like when Goldberg got knocked out by Steve McMichael with the lead pipe, you know, over the Battle of the Super Bowl ring. See, nobody remembers that anymore. Nobody will even remember Baron Corbin being in this match now.
That's not the big story. Oh. The big story is they have announced that, first off, I mean, somebody can confirm whether this is true or not, because I'm getting heated just thinking about this right now.
Uh-oh.
But they've announced, even though Rich Swann has pinned Brian Kendrick twice, for some reason Rich Swann is not getting a championship match at Survivor Series. And instead, Kalisto is getting a championship match at Survivor Series. Kalisto is from SmackDown. Now, I can make a little bit of sense of this, because
you know
Dolph is defending the Intercontinental title at Survivor Series. And last night, Dave said there's no way that Dolph can lose. I've just determined that Dave is incorrect, because now that I really think about this, I don't know if this is going to happen. This is all speculation now. I will bet, my speculation is, that Dolph Ziggler is going to lose the Intercontinental title to Sami Zayn, and that belt is going to go to Raw. And then Kalisto is going to beat Brian Kendrick, uh-huh, and the Cruiserweight title and the Cruiserweights are going to go to SmackDown, because 205 Live is Tuesdays and not Mondays, and it makes way more sense for the Cruiserweights to be on SmackDown than on Raw. Mm-hmm. And this is their way of switching everything around, which they should have done at the very beginning, but decided they weren't going to do.
And the other kick to Raw, because then you go, well, they're going to miss all those guys. Yeah, well, you know, they haven't been using them well anyway, but that's a completely different story. But doesn't the winner of the main event get like three picks or something like that? Which would mean if Raw were to win, wouldn't they get three picks from SmackDown? Wasn't that, or was that part of, maybe it was early on in the deal where, weren't they supposed to get three picks or something like that?
For Survivor Series? What are you talking about?
I can't remember. I thought it was for Survivor Series. What happened to that idea?
I have no earthly idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like whoever, like it was going to be whoever, like the Battle of Supremacy, whoever won the main match or whoever won the night, I thought was supposed to get extra picks.
Picks in what?
From the other brand.
Like a draft?
Yes, they would get three for winning the battle.
Okay, if anybody knows what Mike's talking about, text me here.
I'm telling you, they're happy.
425-780-7566, and we'll get into more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty, let's jump into this text message bin here. If you want to send us a text, 425-780-7566. Here we go. Please talk about the debate and State of the Union future segment between... I already did. And this person says, love Mike, but he's either delusional or from the Berenstain universe.
The Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain Bears.
I have no idea what that... Was I conflating?
Google
I guess
Mandela effect, and it will make sense to you.
I think that's what this is. Sorry, man.
Hey, you conflated.
I could have sworn, though, at the beginning of
first
all
you
of this,
inflated, now you conflated.
Maybe it was before Brock, and I don't know. But I could have sworn there was a working idea at some point that was going to be some sort of gimmickry with the winning team, but maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking about real sports again, like the All-Star game in baseball where the winner gets home field advantage during the World Series. But so I apologize for conflating people.
This person says they just announced on Monday that the Cruiserweights are staying on Raw. That doesn't matter. They could have changed their mind this morning. It's happened 1,000 times. What do you think happened to Dixie Carter's 33,000 deleted emails? Maybe they'll show up on F4 WikiLeaks.
Yeah, but they were all like invoices and bills she didn't want anyway, so you're not going to pay him. Why look at him? It's like, you know, the mail. You know, you don't pay attention to the mail if you're broke until you get the one that's usually like in the blue mail, like the blue envelope. You know, the white one, no, that's just the bill. The second one is usually yellow or something like that. That's a warning. You get to that third one, though, and it's like, okay, I'll pay attention to this.
Never
one
got that
if I can
one
afford it. I'm sure you have.
Kidding me?
Out there, not with the people.
This person says, if Sammy beats Ziggler for the Intercontinental title at Survivor Series, could that land Sammy on SmackDown? I think the titles are going the other way, not the individuals. Although it would take a lot of individuals the other way. This person here says, if Donald Trump wins the election, heaven forbid, what are the chances Vince tries to get him to appear on Raw again? Listen, if Trump didn't make a Raw appearance while he was campaigning, I would be very surprised if he made an appearance while president.
Let me tell you something, though. Would not fall over shocked. Linda McMahon is like the ambassador to Trinidad and Tobago. Something like that. Think I'm kidding.
Maybe they can send Vince to Winnebago or whatever. Get him out of here for a while.
He'd be like a crime lord in jail, though. He'd still be running operations with, like, he'd be like Howard Hughes, like going crazy with a bunch of screens in front of him, just losing his mind. No, you can't do that.
You know, can I bring up my favorite pet peeve of late? Every Tuesday, it starts on Monday, actually.
Is this about talking smack?
Every Monday, I go on our board, and there's a Raw thread with everybody talking about how much Raw sucks and how horrible these segments are. And then that night, I do a show, and I talk about how Raw sucks and the segments are horrible. And then the next day, I got to read some geeks on the board talking about how Brian hates wrestling because they can't believe that I thought these segments sucked. Give
new
me a break,
day,
everybody.
New day.
That New Day segment sucked. Don't even horrible try to tell me that I hate wrestling or I'm old and bitter. It sucked, and it was an hour long, and it sucked. And they killed the crowd, and no one cared one bit about the match. Don't sit here and tell me I hate wrestling and that the crowd was alive, because you're lying.
It's like part of the show now, though. It's like they're going to do what they're going to do. It's like, okay, Scotland, you're going to get the New Day for like an hour because you won't see him again for a year or whatever it is. It's just how they do some of this stuff on TV is amazing because much like Nitro, I mean, an hour without they had one match in an hour or whatever it was, just ridiculous.
This person here says, I agree with you, Brian, about Stephanie burying SmackDown next week on Raw. But my question is, how many times will she do it? Maybe they put this issue up for a vote on Twitter in the spirit of democracy on this year election day. Well, it's too late for this show, but maybe I'll do that on Monday. Over under, how many times will Stephanie totally bury and belittle SmackDown during the big debate?
Doesn't matter.
This person says, I don't have faith in Stephanie going 5 minutes without burying somebody. So he's saying she can't go 5 minutes. So if it's an hour long, that would be
20 times? Oh, wait, no. 60. Good math.
10, oh, 12.
11, 12.
12 times. 12.
Yeah.
I beat you to it. Look at that.
I can count by sevens better than you.
The brand split has been horrible, this person says, and Survivor Series is pointless. The best thing WWE can do is end the brand split ASAP. Hey, you know what's funny? All that talk about the brand split, which, by the way, I said exactly how it was going to happen, and it did. Now they're doing a split brand and split brand pay-per-views, and buys for the network are down with an extra pay-per-view every month. Because, in fact, there's only so much wrestling that people are going to watch, and giving them more isn't necessarily going to make people clamor to buy the network.
Well,
especially with less talent on each show and you're still running pay-per-views.
That's one of the biggest things, though, is I'm even fine. I know it completely bastardized the rosters and cut them short, but it was not bringing up anybody from NXT, not bringing in a
Like, I mean, is I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but it's not more ridiculous than Jinder Mahal. But bring in Rob Van Dam for a month to get you to the next branded pay-per-view. Bring in this person for this brand. Do something to try to hotshot it where it feels like a little bit of something. And, you know, the Spirit Squad in the role that they played, I thought was good. Jinder Mahal and some of these other people they brought back, it's like, what are you doing? This doesn't jumpstart anything. So that's really one of the biggest things is, whether you had split brands or not, you need to desperately create stars that people want to invest in and people want to be fans of. And you're just not doing that.
Go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Daniel from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hello, Daniel. I know you'll ask a good question.
I just want to say I'm on the Blastering Massive bandwagon in 2016.
Hell yeah.
Pulls it through.
Max Smashmaster.
I listened to the Alan Ferrell show. And he brought up a point about Akira Tozawa. They've killed this group of cruiserweights, I think, early and dead. And I almost don't want anybody else to come up like Tozawa or anybody like that because I just think they would get buried. And I hate that if Baron Corbin's out, I hate that I'm going to miss the Baron Corbin-Braun Strowman interaction where either they both get disqualified or it's the last two in there and they're just battling their poor little hearts out.
Dude, let me tell you something.
I just see those two guys being the guys that get over.
Let me tell you something.
They were the last two.
I don't know for sure because we just started getting text messages about it, but I do think it is exceedingly likely that Baron Corbin really got hurt because Vince, I mean, come on, the idea of Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin, he had to be salivating all night last night thinking about that. So I can't imagine him pulling him from the match for an angle.
Battling around the ringside, tearing stuff up, and double DQ, and that's the only way those guys get eliminated. And, you know, those are your real winners from Survivor.
Daniel, though. But Daniel, will you accept Braun Strowman getting pinned by, like, five guys at one time? Like, will you accept, like, the big pile?
Five of them.
No, it's got to be five guys on him, and then he bench presses, and they all go flying. So even five men couldn't pin him. He's got to be counted out.
Cena hits him with the attitude adjustment. He kicks out with A1, or it kicks out at one counter. Something crazy like that. I mean, every time I see that man, I just go, he's going to be world champion one day.
Of course he will.
My head hurts.
But you know what? You know what? He's kind of growing on me a little bit. I mean, he's horrible, but he's like big and horrible. Yeah, I like his promos. They're like so wacky. It's like I'm a kid again. I'm in the 80s again watching this guy.
Oh my God! Wait till you keep watching NWA and you get to Mighty Wolver. You'll change your mind on things like that.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
I want to talk about the women's segment last night on Raw, the one where they introduced all the members of the...
That went 9 hours, too.
I'm like you. I thought it would never end.
Well...
I think Bayley is great over and everything, but I'm like Charlotte. This singing and chanting was getting annoying.
I was told in the building it was even more annoying.
Oh, my God, they just, that hey, baby, or hey, Bailey, or whatever it is. I mean,
it is really annoying, but it's also, you know that's what they do, so you better have something to either keep it short or have these girls to make sure that there are triggers. If they get off track, somebody will say something to trigger it back on or do something, because to put them out there for that long every single time, especially with the women, it just dies a horrible death.
Well, here's the thing to think about. So there was a debate. Were these fans just trying to get themselves over, or were they having a good time, or what? And I had people say, oh, come on. They weren't trying to get themselves over. Well, if that's the case, why didn't they stop singing when Bayley was supposed to talk? They wouldn't even let her talk.
Oh, that's true. Do they sell beer in the arenas over there?
I would...
Yes.
Strongly suspect.
I would think so, because they sound like he was drunk to me, beyond me.
But, I mean, has anybody ever seen an international soccer game? I mean, that's where the skull came from, I almost said DiBiase, from Kurt Hennig's kid.
Yeah, but that's cool because it's like they're singing as the game's going on. Like, it's not stopping play. It's not like, hold on, stop kicking the ball. These people are too loud. They just keep playing. This is a sport where you've got promos, and the singing is just causing the segment to drag on for 8 hours because the people won't talk unless they stop singing, which partly is on the talent.
Yes. And is it anything new for these fans to do this? I mean, really. It's something they're going to have to teach and obviously focus on more because it's going to happen now, especially with crowds and the NXT crowd and everything. The crowds have become a thing, and they've put the spotlight on. A lot of people jumped on Lance Storm for saying, do you really want to put the focus on the crowds as far as, you know, best crowd or anything like that? Because then you'll have issues. And I'm not saying that this is directly, you know, you're going to have issues every time or anything like that, but you have to at least know that this is going to happen especially when you go overseas, but it could happen at any time. What do you do to deal with it?
Maybe they'll start doing like CMLL does, take a camera and just pan the crowd for about 3 minutes every time it turns around.
I think they're afraid if they do that, it'll get worse because they're giving them attention.
Yeah. Well, it's like showing the wave of the beach ball or whatever.
One last thing. What's going to happen tonight between Alexa Bliss and Becky Lynch?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. Probably have spoilers on the front page right now, so head up there and check that out. I want to thank you very much for the call, Jim.
That I'll watch.
And actually, hold on a second. Funny Jim should ask that question.
Told you, everybody. Alexa Bliss is going to be a star. Huge money in her.
I'm going to tweet this out. It is from Pro Wrestling Unlimited. You can actually, there's footage of the crowd hijacking the women's segment. So you can actually see what was going on.
They loved Love Orchestra Unlimited. I think that's what it was called.
What are you talking about?
Never mind, God.
All right, what else do we have here? Strowman gets eliminated when he ends up in the ring with Bray, and both walk out for a double countout. Well, that doesn't make any sense because they're on separate brands. I mean, I guess you could do it, but...
Dual branding buzzards?
This person says, I shut my network off due to being just too much content to keep up with. No way I can invest 8 hours plus in 1 week to just watching WWE. Well, this person says, with Edge and Undertaker already announced for SmackDown 900, do you expect more big returns to be announced for November 15th? Have they officially, I mean, aside from the building announcing that he was back, is WWE, how do they not announce this on Raw?
I think they had it on the website, but it may have been in the ticket part. I think they did end up adding it up there, though. But I'm sure they probably will. It just depends on, do you think, like, you know, Teddy Long would be a big name or something like that? I'm not sure how you bring back SmackDown legends. Al Wilson comes back to life.
I don't think this is a spoiler, but this text message person says, tell Jim Becky loses in her hometown.
Damn.
Although I don't
think... Well, that's what they do.
Is it her hometown? Is she in her hometown?
Is it her birthday, too, on top of it?
And this person says, the idea for getting the Cruisers to SmackDown is too logical. It just won't happen. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments, You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we only got about 2 minutes left, so if you don't want spoilers, shut the show off right now because I'm going to talk about what's going on with Baron Corbin. So, Baron Corbin is out of Survivor Series, and they need a new final man for the Raw versus SmackDown team. And so it was announced that replacing Baron Corbin at Survivor Series is, yes, Shane McMahon. Awesome.
Are you sure that's not just...
No, that's what's going on.
They're not listening to Spidey.
That's what's going on. That's your replacement, everybody.
Oh, man, the build for WrestleMania begins. I used to think they didn't build this far in advance now. The perfect timing for Baron to go down. We need more Shane.
I'm in pain. Hey, one more thing very quickly. Speaking of pain, this from MMAfighting.com. Rashad Evans, Tim Kennedy, off. It appears that there was an issue with Evans' medical work, whatever that means.
I want to see him beat up Tim Kennedy.
And apparently Tim Kennedy is in the air right now and is unaware of this, so he's going to be very, very upset when he lands.
When somebody lands, somebody beat up Tim Kennedy because Rashad can't do it now.
That from Ariel Helwani. All right, everybody, we're out of time here today, but we got a lot of stuff coming up. And we are here every day, live and free, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Make sure you check us out on the TuneIn Radio app. All of the affiliates we talk about at the beginning of the show every day. And, of course, WrestlingObserver.com for more. We have 15 audio shows a week, only for subscribers. So much great stuff. You'll never be out of audio. At work, traffic, or wherever you listen to your audio, check it out. The best wrestling website in the world, WrestlingObserver.com. And we are out of here. Thanks, Mike. All the folks at Byline, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.